You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome in all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is a Friday, October 23rd, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and that you enjoyed the riveting edition of NFC East football that we were treated to on Thursday night. This is our Friday show, as mentioned, but Thursday was a very special day. My family and I are actually in the city that my wife and I used to live in. We're in San Antonio for a couple of days. We are not alone. We are joined by my parents, but right now we are joined by, as we are recording on Thursday night, the birthday boy, Papa Ocho himself. Happy birthday, my dude.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate that.
So, I promise I'm not, you know, the guy that's like, oh, it was my birthday, you know, to curry the happy birthdays. But something that is cool that we've always enjoyed, my birthday was Tuesday, your birthday was Thursday. So that's why we decided to take a family trip, still social distancing and being smart and being safe. But it's always a fun week this time of year. We celebrated also my wife and I getting bear on Monday. So it's a week of celebration that we're going to carry on through the weekend as well.
Oh yeah, no, it's been really a nice week for us, and having a great time. Today's our first day in San Antonio, and so, you know, I'm looking forward to the next few days here. And generally, we have a big party to celebrate both birthdays, and this year, obviously, 2020 being what it's been, we canceled that, and as you said, we decided to just come here and doing all the COVID protocols as well, but still having a great time.
So it is the football season, though, which means there's work to be done. There are podcasts to be recorded. There are videos to be shot. So all of our work, obviously, is continuing. Our fantastic team, our fantastic staff at Blog of the Boys, all of the podcasts are coming out. We'll be here for a couple of days, but you shouldn't expect any interruption between now and then. So as far as you're concerned, our valuable listener, everything is normal. We will have, because it is Friday, later on today, a new episode of Girls Talking Boys. Tomorrow we will have a new episode of Cowboys Oi with Mauricio Rodriguez, and then of course Saturday night, Sunday morning, a new episode of The Pregame, where we all give you our predictions for the Cowboys-Washington game, and then Monday's new episode of The Ocho is our post-game show. You know the routine by now. So we will get into our predictions, and Papa Ocho is going to give one himself too on this week's episode of The Pregame, but we waited until after Thursday Night Football to record this. The New York Giants squandered an 11-point lead against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles now 2-4-1. They get a week and a half, the mini bye, to rest up and prepare for the Dallas Cowboys. Coming off of a home game, mind you, get the mini bye before another home game against the Cowboys, who will obviously be operating off of less rest, less preparation, because they're playing on Sunday, and they're playing a road game on Sunday going into another road game. So, you know, hey, I thought the NFL was about fairness, parity, whatever. But your thoughts on, I mean, you haven't been on, actually. I think this is your first time on this season. Obviously, the NFC East is really bad. Were you at all intimidated by New York or Philly on Thursday night?
No, not intimidated. I would not use those two words synonymous at all with New York or Philadelphia. But I did see, I think at the end, some encouraging, you know, activity from Philadelphia. I thought they did well to, you know, come back like they did and to stay the course. And And Carson looked good on that last drive. You know, dropped a little dime in there to
Boston Scott.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I mean, yeah, I mean, again, intimidated is not the word, but you know, at least encouraging.
And they're the better team. They have the better coach. They have the best talent of those two teams. At least they have the best quarterback in the division at this point with Dak Prescott gone for the year. I know that there are people who, certainly ourselves included, take shots at Carson Wentz, but the idea that he's not the best quarterback active in the NFC East is silly. So they should, and that they are a good team when they are not falling all over themselves. They proved that in rallying late last week against Baltimore, even though they lost. They obviously proved that on Thursday night. And I think the frustrating thing for Cowboys fans and what feels like the disconnect between Doug Peterson's Eagles and either Jason Garrett's Cowboys or what we're seeing from Mike McCarthy's Cowboys is, I mean, the Eagles are banged up. I mean, they have how many injuries? DeSean Jackson got hurt right before that last drive. And I know it was still just the Giants, but they find a way. And that it just, there are things that feel like things, you know, that may not necessarily be supported by an overwhelming amount of evidence, but it always feels like other teams can survive and sustain different hurdles like that where the Cowboys fall short. And, you know, like for the Cowboys, if everything isn't going completely perfectly according to plan, they fall all over themselves.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, not using the word intimidation, as I mentioned, but I think, you know, I saw resiliency with the Eagles tonight. So that's a good thing, too, you know. I mean, it certainly helps you win ball games.
It's who's the favorite right now to you? And it's worth mentioning, we've said this a couple of times so far this week on various shows here. We got New York, Philly tonight, Thursday night. Dallas is in Washington on Sunday afternoon. The Eagles lost in Washington in week one. The Cowboys themselves, as mentioned, will be in Philadelphia next week. I think in 10 days or so, we will have, again, the NFC East is very special, but we will have a much more firm idea as to who they are. Because right now it's week 7 and the division combined as of Friday morning has less wins than the number of week that it is on the season.
Right. And yeah, so, you know, I guess when you say who's my favorite right now or who's the favorite, you know, I think that on paper, the Cowboys still, you know, own the most talent. They, you know, they possess the most talent of any of the teams in the NFC East. And, you know, with what we've been seeing, with what we've been hearing, from the organization and, you know, some of the things, some of the seams that have broken and I think are going to be mended. I do think that the Cowboys, you know, are capable and probably will mend, you know, those broken parts and get back on track. I don't know if it'll happen this week. I think this week's going to be a struggle against Washington. I think that they do understand, you know, that this is still a very tight race, and I think that, you know, that's encouraging for them. It should be. So I do feel I'm confident. I'm encouraged. You know, I think that they have the talent level, you know, at the player level to do what's necessary. And, you know, I mean, like we've talked all year, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of different things about this year. There was, you know, virtually no training camp. You know, all of the COVID protocols and things that have, you know, been put into place. But again, you know, you say that and in the same breath you say, well, all of the other teams have had to go through that as well. However, you know, not every team, you know, had a new coach this year. So I think that, you know, that still does make a little bit of a difference. But, you know, if you ask me again, and this is a long-winded answer to your question, who do I think is the favorite to win the NFC East, I still would lean towards the Cowboys. Again, because I do think they'll turn it around in the next two or three games.
Quickly, and we'll go through our preview for Dallas Washington on the pregame. You'll, like I said, make your prediction as well. But the Cowboys have 10 games remaining. And just generally here, 5 of them are against the NFC East. In those 5 games, no, it was 4 of them, excuse me, 4 of them are against the NFC East. In those 4 games, how many do they win? Just again, if you're rounding right now,
I'd say 3.
Okay, so 3. That's 4 games left. Steelers, loss, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ravens, loss, right?
Yes.
Bengals?
I think they win that one.
So you're talking four more wins. 49ers?
I think they lose.
Vikings?
I think they lose.
Okay, so we're talking they can maybe get to seven-ish wins here, which might be enough. I mean,
yeah, the Vikings game is maybe a toss-up. You know, let me rescind that a little bit. You know, depends on what Vikings team shows up. So, you know, that may be the toss-up, and so that's where it puts you between 7 and 8 wins.
I think that's fair. Last thing before we get out of here, just on the purposes of headlines, there were no real big pieces of news, which was really fortunate for me because we were driving most of the day, so I lucked out there. But something that, again, really has nothing to do with the Cowboys necessarily in terms of this year's team, but Dez Bryant, who was reported by NFL Network, it seems like the Baltimore Ravens are going to sign him to their practice squad again because of COVID protocols. Veterans can be signed to practice squads. We've talked about that a lot. I don't know how anybody's not happy for Dez. It's been a long time since Dez has played in the NFL. The last time that Dez played an NFL game, the Philadelphia Eagles had never won a Super Bowl. It was week 17 of the 2017 season when the Cowboys won their 6-0. Nobody had really identified who Patrick Mahomes, if his mother is listening. But so it's been a long time. And even if he, you know, if it does happen, that's not a guarantee that he'll obviously get to play. I mean, you know, look at, and again, I'm certainly very hopeful, but look at the way Brandon Carr worked out for the Cowboys, just, you know, as far as different examples. But I think it will certainly be very cool if Dez does get an opportunity to play with a loaded offense and a loaded team like Baltimore. I mean, they traded for Yannick Ngakoue too on Thursday. So I think it will be really cool. And for what it's worth, the Cowboys will be in Baltimore 7 days after Thanksgiving. We've talked before, we go to a road game every year. It's kind of our own yearly tradition. We were going to go to Baltimore this year. Obviously, we're not going anywhere for obvious reasons. But your thoughts on Dez, again, at the time the report is that it looks like he's going to sign with the Ravens. Assuming that happens, your thoughts?
I'm happy for Dez. I think, you know, he certainly deserves the opportunity. I think he's, you know, still able to be relevant on an NFL team. And, you know, why not the Ravens? You know, that's a powerhouse team. And you
he'll
know,
look think, awesome in that uniform, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think he'll play inspired football. So happy for Dez and wish him well there.
I do think, because, again, the Cowboys will visit the Ravens later on in the season. When Dez signed with New Orleans in the 2018 season, and the Cowboys were going to win that game, actually. That was obviously kind of a defining game for the Cowboys. But when the moment Dez signed was when things were bad for the Cowboys, you know, when they were in a rut and everything, and everybody was, you know, already projecting to that game saying Dez is going to throw up the X, it's going to be this big deal, whatever. And then obviously he got hurt and that didn't end up happening. I don't think that same juice will be there. Because I saw, when I tweeted about this, I got a lot of responses that were like, Dez is going to go for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, blah, blah. And even if he did, I don't think it would be this, like, middle finger, the way it would have felt if he had done it with the Saints. I think a lot of that is the fan factor, that there won't be as many fans. Obviously, this game will be in Baltimore versus Arlington. I also think the fact that the coaching staff is gone, right? And that the Cowboys are this weakened team from an injury perspective. You know, it's a shell of who they're supposed to be. You know, like,
They got bigger problems than, you know, what they had when Dez was maybe a little bit irate at them.
It just feels like I'm not a wrestling fan, you know that, but it feels like, you know, it feels like a big boxing match or something of two guys we've wanted to see fight forever, and they didn't schedule the fight till they were both kind of past the point where it was relevant or awesome or whatever. And so I don't think it will have as much juice as it would have had. Like, it would have been awesome if the Cowboys had been in chaos and Dez had just stunned it all over them and thrown up the X in AT&T Stadium, but it is what it is. Actually, Dez's last touchdown that he caught I believe, was against Washington, who the Cowboys are obviously playing this week. So, you know, it is what it is. But we will see what happens on Friday. All seems as well as can be on the injury front. I imagine we'll get some more information from Mike McCarthy regarding Zach Martin. But, you know, there's a lot of wind missing from sales, and a win this week I think would go a long way in improving that, but we will see. Papa Ocho, happy birthday once again. Hope your day was awesome. Looking forward to a great weekend. He'll be on the pregame tomorrow. Everybody, girls talking boys later today. Cowboys Oi tomorrow. Do us a favor. Have the absolute best Friday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always,
go Cowboys.
And peace out.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.